All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 2 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winners of each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. You can vote on our website, which is in the podcast description. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, stop at the stoplight with Shine, and play a game called Doesn't Belong. But first, let me introduce who's with me here tonight. Well, he's down with a sickness, Disturbed, released 2000. Now tell me who is that committed to the draft topic. No, but seriously, this blows goats. J-Cat is here.
What's up, everybody? I'm the only guy I know who can get sick in the course, like twice in the course of a week and a day or something like that. Two different sicknesses. So, but regardless, I'm here for the music draft. So let's get grooving and rolling because I don't know how much longer I have.
It would have been sad to not have J-Cat in another music draft because he missed the 60s draft.
So I know, right?
We did push it back a day so he could make it. Sickness has finally ran its course through the Marr household. He was sick all week before Christmas. Emmy was sick during Christmas and Peyton went back to school today. But all in all, good holiday season with family. Bo Marr is here.
That's right. Everybody's cleared, free and clear of sickness. I feel for J-Cat. It's bad. But I'm ready to get rock and roll with this music draft. Had fun researching it. So let's get it going.
I'm a little curious. I don't think Eve 6 had any 2000 hits. So I'm curious what his list looks like.
I think they did.
Oh, did they? I wasn't sure. Celebrated the holidays. Painted his newly finished basement and didn't complete the Life's a Draft physical challenge. Oh, and he lost the fantasy football championship to Shine. Catman is here.
He did what?
Here, out there to all the listeners. We're past the third, so we're safe to say Happy New Year as per Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So we're safe. I did lose the fantasy football championship to Mr. Jason Blanchine.
Sure did.
So, but you know, I came in second, not last, but second. Not first or last. So congratulations, Jason, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Ready to draft. Two-time champion, GOAT of this league right now. The other champion that is even mentionable is a guest on this podcast today. But his performance this year was not champion worthy to even be mentioned.
Just going to say, Jalen Hurts, Deebo Samuel, and a team of scrubs beat me in the championship.
Yeah. I was going to say, who's your quarterback? Scrubs. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Tush push. Oh, here's the thing. 4-point throwing touchdowns. If you didn't read that and then immediately circle Jalen Hurts as your quarterback that you needed, I mean, the push-tush for the fantasy championship was real.
Push-tush.
What's the push-tush?
Push-push. The opposite.
The push-tush.
When you lose a yard.
Either way, two belts, loving it.
So what you need to make one circumference around your tummy now?
You know it.
Santa came, Percy slayed, and the Commanders laid an egg. Happy New Year's, folks. It's 2024. Shine is here.
Yes, sir. Santa came, started watching the new HBO show, Percy Jackson, read the books. It's a good story, good series, and the show's actually pretty legit too. And then Bo, Josh, and I met at FedEx Field to watch the clash between the San Francisco 49ers and the Washington Commanders. And it was a clash for one half, which was longer than I thought coming into this game. But we prevailed. And the more fun thing was actually after the game was over, Niners fans were just immediately on their phones watching the end of the Eagles' demise, wrapping up that first round bye. And it was like a second cheer going on throughout the stadium, which was fun.
Wasn't much of a break, but was very busy and awesome. He's ready to get back into the swing of things and draft some bangers. Birdo is here.
I got no Dukes right now. My mind is spinning with these songs. The song drafts are so hard to prepare for. And y'all been talking about fantasy football for about 20 minutes, which is just like a dagger in my neck. But let's go. I got no problem coming in last in this destinations draft. I don't think I may have zero votes. I don't know if anyone wants to go anywhere I've picked. So
I don't care anymore. I'm choosing me again today too.
I hear you, Sean.
It's hard to predict voters.
Visor CD holder is coming in clutch today.
Oh. Thought that was the point the entire time was to pick the ones you wanted, not to troll for votes.
The masses.
Negative Ghost Rider.
And we have a guest here tonight, hoping he can have a better fantasy football showing in 2024 and hoping he doesn't come in last place again in tonight's draft. Keith is back. He's here with us tonight. Welcome back, Keith.
Man, it's good to see everybody. Yeah, I've always been in fantasy football. I've at least made the playoffs in most of my leagues every year. And this year I made one playoff, just one. And we had some scrub people in there that, you know, allowed that to happen. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to go back to the drawing board next year and do the opposite of whatever I did this year to screw this up. So I'm excited for tonight, and I do hope that I don't end up in last like last time.
Keith is always, the guests are always wild cards on the podcasts because we never know what, you know, he's a music aficionado.
Yeah.
He hosts, writes the questions for a lot of trivia around town. So
I got a real quick shout out. Bomar's beard. That thing is epic looking.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Meanwhile, I'm going to add, because now it makes sense to add this, that same person that just called Bomar's beard, you know, so rad and amazing, also just sent me a private text telling me that I look like death. Yeah, so, you know, everyone wants to call me an a-hole, but then we see why and where the a-hole comes from, because now there's no holding anything back tonight.
Wow. Well, if you look like death, Bo, don't move. Why does Bo have no ears?
Oh, he has no ears, man, on that camera.
Where's his ears at?
He does not have any ears. That is insane. What's
up with his ears?
They're folded back.
He's the anti-Wilson back.
And I'm your host, Eric. Had another good Christmas. Watched some high school hoops and enjoyed some time off, but now it's back to work. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a TeePublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the best places to visit draft. In sixth place, Chris L. says, living in Alaska for 8 years has made him a little biased. Most beautiful place in the world. My team, California Love, 4.2% of the votes. Another sixth place finish. Just like the bottom of the barrel. It's pretty fun. Not surprised by my finish because I had three California places, which probably was a mistake, but that's where I want to go. Never been there. So I like to visit all those places. Alcatraz, man. Alcatraz. In fifth place, Mark J says Augusta is a game changer. Birdo's team, Anytown USA, 5.6% of the votes. Fifth place.
Brochi Brothers. Back-to-back losers.
Yeah, but we get those first picks in this draft cage.
That's okay. I'm going to screw mine up no matter where I'm at.
I already know it's 1 and 2. Real high.
Yeah.
The turn sure. of Everybody the basement, one brothers.
And hey. And in fourth place, Corbin B. says, Even though Vegas seems like a quick way to waste a lot of money, and I'm not into casinos and losing money, I still like the quality of the rest of the list. In my opinion, second place is way behind. And the Flamingo says, fun in nature, all in one, beauty and debauchery. Shine's team, the Vegas Vagabonds, 9.7% of the votes.
I'm so disappointed. This is getting really frustrating. I really wanted to be podium after the first episode.
So whatever. All we had to do was pick Hawaii and we would have come in podium finish.
No, I had Hawaii. I didn't. I got last. I just had California three times. So
thanks,
Bean. And Alaska.
Thanks for the love.
And our top three finishers, the podium finishers this week in third place. Mark N says, well-balanced and naturally beautiful places. Catman's team, two tickets to paradise, 22.2% of the votes.
Heavy money.
No doubt. I had no doubt.
Solid showing. With one more vote in second place. First place separated himself quite nicely from the pack. In second place, Roy L. says, I really wanted to team with Alaska, but he screwed it up with cities full of fart-sniffing hippies and bum piss. All the rest of the teams had too many places I've already lived or been. And Egg Shen says, the greatest team assembled, from sea to shining sea, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean. Someone should write a song about this. JCAT's team, the annexation of Puerto Rico, 23.6% of the votes. Yep. Second place.
I'll take it.
The Texas State Fair, the total wild card pick of the draft. Like, dude, somehow.
Tell me, we would not have a great time.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just, if you look at all the picks, like, it's an event that's like very specific to one part of the country.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just, but like,
my brother was hating on that pick. We were, when I went to visit him, I'm like, dude, think about Delaware State Fair and then go to Texas State Fair and it's way bigger. It's
open containers and open carry. Lone Star beer and 45 ACPs. Let's rock.
Oh, do we lose
just
our
like that? He's MC? Gone.
No, I just knocked my plug out. Hold on.
I need my introduction to number one here, baby. In a little bit.
Delmonico right. State coming in.
That's right, boys.
And in first place, Jamar says, because Mars rule and Texas State Fair, who are you? You live in Delaware, bro. San Francisco smells like poo for real. Is Puerto Rico really part of the U.S.? I mean, technically, but really? Who can speak their language on this podcast? And Griffin says, best all-around picks. Bomar's team, panoramic views, 34.7% of the votes.
That's right, boys. You know what won it for me? New York. All the ladies picked New York City. You know what? I'm going to take first, fifth, and first. I'm getting off to a good start of the season. So let's get it on.
You have an empire state of mind, Bo?
Back to back. That's on my list, Bobby Croce.
Just to clarify, I'm pretty sure not one person mentioned New York and why they voted for you, just so you know. But
I'm looking at Bo's
solid
picks.
Team overall.
The people mentioned
like
Napa
the
Valley.
Inverse of my team a little bit. They're kind of similar, but
the Bizarro Catman?
Yeah, or I'm the Bizarro Bo, but
oh, true. He called it. He said he was going to
win.
You
do have ears.
Well, boys, we had some nice places we wanted to visit, but here is what we should have drafted. Chicago, the Appalachian Trail, Acadia National Park, Savannah, Georgia, Austin, Texas, Sonoma, Tombstone, Arizona, Glacier National Park, Big Sky, Montana, Flaming Gorge, Burning Man, Breckenridge, or Vail. Any of the big ski resorts or anywhere with lots of snow and mountains. A week fishing and hunting in Alaska is number one on my bucket list. The Adirondacks, Vermont in the summer, Zion National Park, the Grand Tetons, Red Rocks, Milton, Delaware, staycation is underrated, Outer Banks, North Carolina, Cumberland, Maryland, Roadkill Beach, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Hilo, Hawaii, Go Vulcans, St. John's, Cooperstown, Canton, Joshua Tree National Park, Fort Bragg, California, Eugene, Oregon, Lake Fork, Texas, Clearwater Beach, Florida, the Shenandoah Valley, Virginia, St. Augustine, Florida, New Jersey, Yeah, right. Cape Cod, Bryce Canyon, Utah, Blue Ridge Mountains, the Virgin Islands, 1000 Island in New York, Denver, Bar Harbor, Maine, Boston, one of the coolest cities, Washington, D.C., Aspen during ski season, Salem during Halloween.
What?
Salem during Halloween, New Orleans to party, Redwood National Park, Philadelphia, Atlantic City, Killington, Vermont, Seattle, Lake of the Ozarks, Dagsboro, Millsboro, Selbyville, and Frankfort, Arches National Park, Canyonlands National Park, Stowe, Vermont, Asheville, North Carolina, Tampa, and your mom's house. Those are the places that we should have drafted. I'd say we did a pretty good job. Lots of places that we should visit. Any comments on the should have drafted list?
Someone should have definitely drafted Aspen, like that one person wrote in.
So I usually don't read that. I must have forgot you did. So.
And I had on my list any place with snow and mountains. I thought you guys would overrule me.
We definitely would have. The voters, they don't have to be as specific as we are. Well, those are things we should have drafted. If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. Heath, have you rate and reviewed the podcast?
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure I have.
All right.
That's a big no.
Good to know.
Where is Keith drafting? What position?
Smack dab in the middle.
After Shine?
Oh,
after Shine.
I was hoping for that number one spot. I asked. I tried.
He tried because he came in last, but it doesn't carry over multiple episodes.
Trying to get that number one spot.
You got to reward the loser, aka me, from the last episode. Bounce back time. It's a league. It's drafting parity. We're like the NBA right now. Worst to first, baby.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best songs from 2000 to 2009. The aughts, if you will. The difficulty of picking five songs across a decade of music is extremely difficult. Eventually, we hope to do part two music decade drafts, but as of now, I am on the clock, and I've been deliberating between two songs back and forth. Whatever I don't pick, Bobby will pick. I'm going to go with the one that when you're in the club and you hear this song,
wow,
the beat kicks in. I feel like the guys can sing along and the ladies get hyped to it too. So I'm slightly going to have to go over. I'm going to have to go 50 Cent over his label mate and that soundtrack we all know that's coming from Birdo. But I'm going to go 50 Cent in the club. Bottle Full of Bub.
Fantastic pick.
All right. I'm going to say something real quick. What I realized preparing for this draft was 90s music, we were kids. You know, 60s, we weren't even alive. 80s, we were not even listening to music. But this decade, we were from the ages of like 17 to 28 to 30 years old.
Young man. Time
in our lives where we actually listened to the music we wanted to listen to, sought out our own music, whether we bought it, radio, whatever. Also, the heyday of downloading music, which Eric just stole millions of dollars in illegal downloads.
I did not. I did not. Somebody else did.
You got warrants.
Somebody did it for me. I did not do it.
Uh-oh.
Who's J. Cat?
Sorry. Yep. He'll be back.
All right. All that being said.
But 50 Cent in the club is a banger.
The variety of music from 2000, 2009 is all over the place. You did say what I have two picks, bro. Not your two, but one of those is that pick. But you cannot not bop your head to. His palms are sweaty. Knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. You got to lose yourself in the moment. 8 Mile was awesome. You own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime, yo. Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Be right.
Man, I wanted that song. I knew that was
my number one pick.
Yep.
Number one pick.
Yeah, it's one or two. That's in my opinion. And two things. One, I've never seen 8 Mile. I think we've talked about this before. Somehow.
What? Really?
That's my favorite rapper. I've never seen it.
Blanche, I was like, me neither, bro. Me neither.
Oh, I've seen it.
Be Rabbit.
Two, I saw don't you think of Chappelle, spaghetti. That's all I think of when I hear that part.
That's because you've not seen the movie, Be Rabbit. You don't even know,
Blanche. I know, but.
You guys know he actually has a restaurant now called Mom's Spaghetti.
Who? Chappelle?
Eminem.
Eminem.
Eminem put out a real restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
Hmm.
I'm excited for your guys' picks. I'm like, what are they going to pick? It's cool.
I was thinking the same thing. Bo, Jason, Keith, no idea where they're going. J-Cat and Rob, there's going to be a lot of R&B, a lot of bumping. Like that was a big R&B rap time decade.
So. I 100% know where Shine's going. 100%.
Boy Band Central. CD visors aplenty.
I don't even have a single one of those on my list.
That's honest. A lie.
Probably for good reason.
It's honest.
And what is on his list?
All right. Shine's got the number three pick.
So in terms of Eminem, Lose Yourself, I feel like I could have put together a whole team here of just Eminem and or this gentleman. Everyone knows that on this podcast lately, I've had more than 99 problems, but I'm taking 99 problems from Jay-Z with my first pick.
Rob's face.
And my whole team might be this guy and Eminem. It might be the whole thing. Because at this point, I don't know how people are voting. So I'm taking my five.
That's worthy of a first rounder, but I didn't think it would go to the third or fourth round.
Can I say something about that song that drives me nuts? When he gets pulled over, he says, you were doing 55 in a 50-foe. Ain't no 54 mile per hour zones. I get that it run. License, registration, please step out of the car. You can't have a weapon on you. I know a lot of you are. Like,
but he 55. Says it with like a white accent too. Yes. Not a lot of you are.
Well,
like,
yeah, he's saying that he pulled him over it. With
pulled
no
him over
reason.
For no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There is no 54 mile an hour zone that I'm aware of.
I agree. Although you get those developments with like 5.5 or like 7 miles per hour speed limits. It's so random. Maybe 18. There's a 54 somewhere.
Yeah. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit.
You know that you won't illegally search my...
Man, I didn't see that coming.
I didn't expect
is that his
that,
best
that
song?
Early.
I don't know.
Not for a couple of them.
That beat is fire.
No, it's legit.
I couldn't choose between that one and one other one as my favorite. There's definitely another one out there that I really like too. But
does anyone you guys picture want, you guys Shine want, just bumping his head to that?
Yes, I can see it. You want to hear something cool? A cool
yelling about,
that song?
The zipper merge.
What you got, Keith?
the guy who produced that is Rick Rubin, who's the same guy who produced all the Beastie Boys song, and that's why you hear that guitar and that that crunch sound. That was what Jay was after.
You crazy for this one, Rick?
Was that in your Fade to Black documentary where Rick Rubin's like sitting there with him? Is that what that was in?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep. With the bison in the studio, and Rick Rubin's like this.
They made fun of Rick Rubin on. Oh, it was in the SNL skit with
clang,
the
clang, clang.
Yeah.
Drip splash, drip splash.
Splash.
Unbelievable.
I've been like a dreams.
Smoke cheddar to ask getter. Yeah, that's just all right. Middle of the draft, fourth pick. We got all rap right now. Heavy rap. Keith, what do you got?
I just got to say two things. Peace up, A-Town. Yeah.
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 That's...
Yeah.
Keith, gosh. I'm so mad at you right now.
Really?
Was I stupid to think that I might get that back to me?
Man, like, that's massive song. Massive.
Yes, it is.
Incredible banger. It's good when Kevin James is in Hitch, doing the bad dancing to it. Like, spent crazy amounts of weeks on the top of the charts. And honestly, I DJ weddings and that song still gets people on the dance floor easily.
Oh, for sure.
Well, who sings it, Keith? You didn't say who sings it.
Ursher.
Yes, that is correct. Ursher.
Featuring Lil Jon.
Yeah, and a fantastic Ludacris verse.
Oh, yeah.
Luda!
Me and Rob were just texting how great Ludacris was. His three albums, just unbelievable.
He should have been at the end of every song. Like, there should have been, like, in that time period, like, watch out, my
outfit's
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it,
the
just,
club so conspicuous.
People know what conspicuous is probably because of that verse. Right. People like,
oh, these women all on the prowl.
Fantastic.
Death and nowhere or something.
Keith, I almost picked that first. I was
It's good. Yeah. It's such a banger.
So it good.
I need to, like, I don't know what to do now because I was all prepped. I had notes. I thought it was going to get to me.
You had that, Catman? That's what you were going?
I was going, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one. I already know where you're going with one of the first two picks. I told you that. And as soon as you say it, I'm going to be like, yep, knew it. Probably second rounder, though. J-Cat and Bo just waiting patiently.
Gosh, man.
Hope, wishing they didn't come in first.
It is me now, right?
Yeah.
It is me, yeah. All right, I really got to swerve here because I really thought, yeah, it was going to fall to me. This one's probably on the level of, yeah, I feel like this decade, this artist was everywhere. Everything he dropped was fire, as the kids are saying. This song was hot. It's getting hot in her. Nelly. It's, you got to take it. It's the song's amazing. Every time it comes on, I get hyped. Def Jam Rap Star. Off the chain every time.
Keith, just so you know, Rob and I, I took that to Rob's house back in WrestleMania 28 or 29, one of the Rock Cena ones, right? I took it down to his house in Bethany. We played that before watching WrestleMania, crushing it. Off the chain, we were crushing. Def Jam Rap Star was off the chain, so we were cracking up.
That's, it was basically awesome. Guitar Hero, but for hip hop. And you had to, yeah, it was like.
Oh, it was great. I still have it. I have the mic too.
Why are you at the bar if you ain't popping the bottles?
That's it, man. That song,
Exit 106, and parked it. It's a banger. Every time it comes on, everyone gets hyped.
Me who was in college when that song came out? Because it was,
yeah,
like awesome to be in like an actual like dank basement. You know, you put that song on, everyone's got
NorCal tank top on at this point.
Not Catman, my favorite Nelly
going
song.
Going to the router. Catman, me, you, and Egg Marie, we used to go to the Rudder. That song and another song was played all the time.
Yeah. And Jake Cat was bouncing.
Probably.
That is a true story.
All send turds out at the bar. Speaking of Jake Cat.
Oof.
Again, still hip hop, still dance craze, still dance groove right now.
And we ain't going anywhere different, trust me. I got to keep it up. I gotta give love to my Southern boys, them ATLians, from Speaker Box Love Below. They had us singing about baby mama drama, Miss Jackson. I gotta go with it. It was all over the place. I mean, that whole album was outrageous, but when you talk about radio play, Miss Jackson was all over the radio all times. So let's just give love to them boys.
How cool is a good song? Seriously, how cool are Outkast?
Yeah.
It's unreal. So cool you can do a flute album.
Me and
I walked
say
Andre.
I walked to Dover Mall the day that album came out and bought that album and Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water the same day. They were both released the same day.
Hold on.
Frederick Q. Durst.
Shine or Beaumar? whose album is that?
Negative.
No. Whose album was Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water?
I just said his full name.
I wasn't paying attention.
Frederick Quintoris Durst.
I was a freshman at Delaware State, and I walked over there and got him, and then walked back.
Rolling.
Just to clear, J-Cat, you said the Speaker Box album, but wasn't it a different album?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not.
Wasn't it So Fresh So Clean?
It was the double album.
It is?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
Miss Jackson was Bombs Over Baghdad.
So Fresh So Clean.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
Because I'm not a fan of the Speaker Box stuff, and like there's a big song out there that I'm definitely not picking, but I thought you were going there, so I was surprised you went with Miss Jackson, because that is a banger, though.
No, it's on Stankonia.
That's what it's called.
That's right.
Yeah, but So Fresh and So Clean is on there, and there's a couple other.
Yep.
Yeah. Snapping and Trapping. Spaghetti Junction.
All right. Popping tags.
No. Rounding out the first round. Beaumar, is he going to switch it up?
Gosh, man, I want to switch it up so bad. But I'm
you got
scared
back
that
to back, Beaumar. You got to round out the first round.
Yeah, but it's going to get switched up with my second pick either way. I just feel like I'm going to pick it. I'm going to have to. I'm going to go second song, Eminem, 2000. This came out. The Real Slim Shady.
Whack.
And then for my second pick, I'm going to take this too because I know it's not going to get past Bobby. either a second or third pick. So, Sugar, we're going down swinging by a full up.
Love's on my list.
That's a huge one.
Quality.
I just remember, yeah, Real Slim Shady came out the summer we graduated, right? 2000? Yeah,
2000.
Oh, crap.
Maybe not Keith.
There's always songs that you know are going to pick, but I was not expecting that, Bomar. Of all their songs, I didn't think that was their... That was my favorite, but I didn't think that was anybody else's.
It's probably the most recognizable.
Going down in the man. Sugar Bacon. 2005, right? 06?
Yeah, and that's like...
05?
The breakout song, really.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story about Fall Out Boy. I worked at Clemson Elementary School, and there was this other guy there named Bobby, and we were just talking about music one day. He's like, have you ever heard of Fall Out Boy? He's like, no. I was like, you mean from The Simpsons? Like, Milhouse from The Simpsons? Fall Out Boy? He's like, no. And he gave me that album, and I was instantly hooked, and they are my favorite living band, and I love Fall Out Boy and that album. I was like, this is amazing. Like, no one recommends music that you actually like. And that was like, just got me right away. FOB.
Would it mean back to me?
Yes. I would have picked that later. I would have picked that later in the draft. But I have several other FOB songs.
I don't know if I would have had it with my next two picks, but it was one of my favorites.
It's good, though. I mean, not hating on that.
That was quick, Gilmore. J-Cat, back to you already.
I wanted to take this first round, but people would have been like, why are you taking this the first round? But I absolutely love this song. Back when ringtones cost you tons of money to buy, I made this as a ringtone.
Was it the MIDI version, like the MIDI version, or was it like the actual version?
No, I made it. I converted the file, recorded it, like did everything I could to get it onto my phone. So in 2004, Jay-Z and Linkin Park recorded an album together called Collision Course. And Numb/Encore was, in my opinion, the greatest track on that little mini album that they did together. I still listen to it to this day, and I just think it's absolutely fabulous. And I wanted to give it its flowers, so to speak. So I'll go with Numb Encore from Jay-Z, Linkin Park.
That was on my list, if not my honorable mention. That's a fantastic song.
I don't care.
I like how he's taking two songs with one pick. He's sneaking that in there right now, like we're not noticing.
But they're mixed together.
That's the Spider-Man pick.
Two songs in one.
Everybody
should be mad about it.
Iron Man picks. Spider-Man pick. You call it.
It's released as one track on an album. What other qualifications do we need here, boys?
It still blows my mind. I bought that CD and it came with a DVD of the concert.
Mm-hmm.
It was in like a 2-pack. The concert was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
People were there for just a Linkin Park concert, and then Jay-Z comes out and they do that. Like, could you imagine?
Yeah,
like sweet. You never won it once in a lifetime. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm on the right wavelength so far, because if I had my picks, Lose Yourself was going to be my first rounder. Numb Encore would have been my second rounder. So I'm feeling pretty
confident
about myself.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Whenever I like a running playlist, something I need to get hype, that's one of those songs is on there for sure. And it's probably Numb Encore.
Not saying my second round pick is going to be the good one, but at least I'm on the right wavelength in terms of where these songs should land.
This Spotify playlist is going to be
I can't wait.
Bangers. As long as that one song doesn't pop up, because I won't put it on there. Just saying, if you just someone
got
drafts
to.
It.
You got to.
You won't. When you know, I'll be. I don't think. Based on what Shine's saying, he's not going to pick it. So, all right, we're back to Catman. Got some Nelly.
All right, I might be taking this a little too early, but I have a feeling that two people here could take it in the next round or two. So I'm going to take it now. Song always gets me hyped. Me and Rich Griffith used to get hyped and point to each other across the bar in Dewey whenever it was on and would sing it.
God.
This has got to be, you're going to take
it. It's an up-tempo pop, rock, and power pop power ballad that infuses electronic sounds with a mixture of soft and loud pop rock. Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. And yeah.
Since you've been gone,
Rock.
Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. Banger.
Ring had the ringtone.
I dare you.
Ringtone.
Play it. Five. And not 2004. First American Idol.
I can't breathe for the first time.
Banger. She's got a lot of bangers.
Yeah.
Kelly was no joke.
That's what not about what that I
Ruben Studdard, though, dog?
That's not what I was expecting.
Ruben 2000, boy.
Ruben Studdard.
Rob, absolute banger. Love that song. I accidentally crossed it off when Bo said Sugar was going down swinging, so I had to recircle it again so I didn't mess up.
I didn't know if it would come back to me. I was thinking like fourth round, but the way things are going right now, I feel like people are going to want to diversify a little bit. So I'm taking
diversify your bombs.
Yeah, this will be diverse.
You guys, like, I know you guys all feel the pain like this when you're sweating that you it's really want a song. It's like a couple people picking before you, and you're like, how could they pick the one song that I want? But it happens every time. It's like, I don't, Keith, Bobby, and Jason. All right, Keith.
Man, I didn't think this would come back to me. So I'm really excited to pick it here. Artist Down South combined with another artist down south. They're both having a moment at the same time. Should have got them apple bottom jeans. Boots with the fur. The whole blue. Low by Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is one of those songs that you're just like. My son was singing it the other day, and I was like shaking my head, like, what?
you put it on, and no one's mad. Like, grandma's dancing to it. Grandma's dropping it low.
But who else is he with? Flo Rida with who?
It was T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Oh, okay. True.
A monster, monster hit.
I mean, everybody instantly thinks of the Zookeeper, right? Like the TGIF, I shut up. But it's playing in Derek's crack up at that all the time. There's a gorilla at TGI Fridays. And that song's playing in the background. Or is it a trailer or something? It's terrible. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a good pick.
No.
Keith's all about them club bangers right now.
Yeah, man.
All right, Shine, back to you. I just want to reiterate that music drafts rule. And there's so many songs to pick five. It's
Eric did ask if we should do 2000 and 2005 because there's so many songs. But we said we're going to do round two.
Maybe part two.
Almost could have did a one-hit wonders version of this, too.
All right. Could have also done John. I could be majorly messing up here. I want to go with one. And then there's two others that I feel like I should go with.
Stick to the script, son.
Do you, Sean? Do you?
But you know what? I'm just going to add my Eminem song here. Well, it's featuring Eminem. I'm going with Forgot About Dre. Featuring Eminem.
That's a good have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like 2002.
No. Hold on.
2002, I believe.
Now, was
it's on the Chronic 2001.
But mm-hmm. Didn't it come out in 99? Because it always made me mad.
Yeah, because it was like future.
Hold on. I got you. Hold on. I'm almost 100% positive it was 99.
Me too. I think I looked it up because that song release date, November 16th, 1999.
You 6 weeks Shirley Shine.
I hated it. It made me mad.
Bad
it made no sense. Mm-hmm. Why would it come out? Why would it be 2 years like before? It never made sense to me. So
it's because Dr. Dre wanted to let you know that he was actually 2 years ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
No, I have no idea. I'm just
bullshit. That sounds like stupid reasoning. Yeah.
I got the Chronic 2001 at a Nautica.
As much as I
Secret
want you to
Santa.
Take that shine. What did Tanya get that year?
Julie Savini got it for me.
What did Tanya get?
Because we can't pick those songs, but the Chronic 2001 was a fantastic album.
Oh my gosh, yes.
God.
That was unbelievable. It was great.
The next episode.
Ran up in his mother.
Well, then I'm going to pay.
They had a song with respect the Michael Myers with the Halloween theme
music. Due? I don't think we've picked a female artist yet.
Kelly Clarkson, boy.
We do. All right.
Well, what you got?
We're going to pick our second female artist. I'm going with Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott.
Yes. This isn't your list. This is Katie's list.
No, this is my list.
You asked Katie for 2000 songs. And Katie, this is what this she gave. I don't believe
not, not her genre.
It's a good song. Missy be putting it down on the hottest round. I'll tell you, mother.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Yeah, 2001.
No, I'm not a big fan of that song.
I know. But Sean Paul's still out there, bro.
That is Sean available. DePaul.
Sean Paul and Mystical will not be on my list. My next song.
Songs I'm picking. Don't do it, bro.
You might pick this one. I have picked this in a previous draft. This song just, again, I said it before, like you can't hear the opening riff and not just go, yep, that's it. I'm going to diversify my team. I'm not going to go one genre. I'm going to try to stick, bounce around. I'm picking Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
That's exactly what I wanted. I knew you were going to pick it.
So on my list.
It's a good song.
It was on my list.
Killing me.
I love it.
You got
the one I thought you were going to say. And you were like, Rich and I used to point, because that's the one we used to hear with Nelly all the time.
So you guys were in we talked about Dewey Beach. And for a while, like the end of the night song was Journey, Don't Stop Believing, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well,
closing time, too.
The interesting thing is down the road, Mr. Brightside became the closing night of the song of the night. So, you know, if it's good enough for Dewey, it's good enough for this list. Dewey Beach always wins.
Yeah, it's undefeated.
It's literally picks get ripped right from your mouth, like right from my mouth on my lips. I had two picks back to back. That was the first one. And that's exactly what I wanted. That's like my favorite band. But although I think a lot of people don't like that song, I feel like they think it's overplayed. I think a lot of people like it as much as we do or I do. So I'm not.
I feel like it's become kind of like a cult hit now.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but
it is weird that it's the same verse twice in a row. Yeah. Like, I don't, it's just they were like, we'll just say it again. Like, and it's still like a huge hit. You know what I mean?
I love it when I perform it out because I don't have to remember too many lyrics. It's great for me. Just repeat what
Keith
I said.
Keith White Duo?
Yeah, man. Keith White Duo hits a little Mr. Brightside, usually about the tail end of the night.
Nice. All right. I have a couple songs highlighted. I'm going to pick two of those four that I have highlighted. I'm going two ladies in a row. This one probably could wait. I'll pick that second. This one was the one I could have swore Rob would take in the first or second round. I can't believe he went Kelly over Queen B. But Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love, when that song came out at Chris Newbling's house, just to sit and watch that video and chill, open Lord of the Rings figures, that song, Jay-Z's verse, the whole thing, any Jay-Z's, like he comes into any song and just makes it 10 times better. But early Beyonce, the goods.
Queen
Beth. Smoking, but unbelievable.
That was top. It's on my list. It was top five for me.
I know.
I got it up there, but I didn't think it would go that fast, honestly.
Every pick so far has been great. They're all first and second round worthy.
I think it's that good.
Shaping up to be an amazing draft.
And this one, I'm going to reach a little bit, but I love this song. And I think the ladies love this song as well.
That's what I was going to pick next.
I don't think so. I don't think you have it. But Barter's talking about when you hear the beat or the riff or whatever. This is a piano. And when you hear Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles, that song slaps. And I'm not to look at her first two rounds. Those songs slap. But Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles, hits different. And that song is fire.
That's a reach. I don't disagree. I just don't think people
white chicks would say it's not a reach.
I get it, but
who are voters
gonna be like,
I was about to say
Vanessa Carlton.
Now you're into Katie's list.
But that's the thing. I do generally love that song because you don't hear it that much. And when you do, it's in a movie, like in a movie romantic comedy montage, or it's a commercial or something. So I it's one of those ones that I didn't want to not get it. So I might be reaching for it, but Mr. Brightside got snatched from me. I would have went that and Vanessa Carlton, but I'm taking it. I'm taking it now. It had to be on everybody's list, right?
No.
But would you?
No.
No.
All
right. I mean, it's a good song, but it ain't.
We'll see.
You know, the list. It ain't we'll as good see. As this song.
And I know what Bobby's going to pick.
You do.
Because I want that song.
Yes, gosh. You do. So if you want to think about the 2000 and think of one of the most popular teeny boppers, choose two characters. Hannah Montana.
We might as well just
put your hands up. They're playing my song. The butterflies fly away. Not in my head like you. Hardy, you cannot not love that song.
And the Jay-Z song was on.
Man.
And the Britney song was on.
Why draft anymore? You just
know. I had it too.
No, yeah, it was my next pick.
It's over.
It was my next pick if it made it to me.
It's not overplayed. I could listen to it every day and still go. So I'll put my hands on.
Everyone goes nuts. Everyone goes nuts when that song comes on. Still.
So good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
It was one of my highlighted songs. I had four. That was the third one.
Man, dropping like flies.
Right. I should have went with that.
Thought you were picking it, bro.
That's why I'm sixth place. It's like I can't get out of my own way. I could have been a shine pick too. I could have been a sneaker on Shine's list.
You never know.
We will next because it's your pick.
Oh, it's right back to me. Dang.
That's Josh Muncy's two pick too, bro. For sure.
I feel like I don't get to pick forever.
You don't.
Well, you just
basically our next two picks are the last two picks.
Stuff is just falling off and you can't do anything about it. You're like, ah. All right. Can't be playing around.
If you looked at Shine's first two picks, and you would ever think that was his team?
No.
All right.
I love it, Shine. Do it, Shine.
I would have said Rob or J-Cat, maybe.
I legit loved the song, maybe because I loved her more.
He's Swizzle?
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera was absolutely the lady. We were going to get married. I'm taking Dirty. By Christina Aguilera.
Spell it.
With Redman?
D-I-R-R-T-Y. How many R's? I think there's only two.
With Redman? Reggie?
Redman.
In a remix?
I was listening to Pop 2K yesterday, and he's on it. And he goes,
it's about to get real dirty over here.
I wanted it later. It's too early, but
it wasn't on my list.
If I'm going to pick a girl like that, I'm picking Britney.
Show.
100%.
Rob, I know where you.
Is it?
I know where you're going. Yeah, it's you up. You're up, Keith. But I just saw a song on my list that I know you're going to take.
Well, for right now, I'm actually Bobby actually just gave a prediction because I am going to take a Britney song, and I'm taking Toxic.
Mm-hmm.
That's dirty.
I ain't scared. I ain't scared of Britney. Her stock has dropped. Toxic is a banger.
That Toxic, yeah.
And that was always, I don't know, it seemed like everyone liked that song way more than Christina Aguilera's Dirty, but sure. I was always definitely pro-Christina.
You got to do you. You got to do you, man.
Was that the video when she was dressed as the flight attendant?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Come on, Rob. Don't do it to me.
Yes, sir. Oh, Shine. Or Bomar. He ain't picking your pick.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's you.
It might be
2007. Another appearance by Mr. Jay-Z on R&B Queens smash hit. No clouds in my stones.
Oh boy!
Umbrella, Rihanna, banger. I had to take it now. I was gonna wait, but the way stuff is flying right now, like
absolutely
can't risk it. Can't risk it.
Absolutely.
Ella. Hey.
Hey.
That was on my list.
Yeah,
me too. I was going to pick it next.
Good one. One of my favorite shows was Limp Sync Battle. That show was just fun. And Tom Holland, when he went against Zendaya, he did that song, and he like did the. It was pretty good.
Oh, he killed
it. You should look that up if you don't know what that is. Yeah, it was sweet. There's one artist that hasn't been picked yet, and I'm surprised.
Shh. Eric, just be quiet, please.
Hey, Bomar, settle down.
God,
oh, he's got it.
Yeah, I know. He is on my list.
There's still so much, like, but I feel like there's so little at the same time.
There's so much, so many places to go.
Try to think about the voters, and they range from like our parents to like our friends to coworkers. And it's just like, there's some people people are going to look at this list and be like, I don't like any of those songs. It's like, but yeah, it's tough.
There's still a massive hit out there that I wasn't a huge fan of, but it's there. And I feel like it has a lot of crossover appeal. I'm not picking it, but
stop it. Stop it. Just stop it.
Now I'm going to go with an artist and a song that I like. I like her.
One
I like her
round
a lot.
Too late.
Lady Gaga, Poker Face. Absolutely
on my list.
Jam of a song. I love it. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I just love the whole premise about the song. It's funny. It's going to be just to listen to it, but just intense. I love it.
I want to hold him like J-Cat. That. Who ain't Texas?
Texas knees.
J-Cat. Lady Gaga performed an acapella, well, a version of Edge of Glory on Howard Stern with just a piano. And I'm not, when she explains what it means, it literally brought me to tears. Wow. YouTube it. It is her voice is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That song, her version like that was unbelievable. I literally had tears in my eyes.
J-Cat, just to be clear, you're drafting the Lady Gaga version, not the Eric Cartman version, right? Because that one might it's not as good as Come Sail Away, but it is pretty solid. Yeah.
No, we're going to go with Lady Gaga on this one. We'll leave Eric back in South Park.
All right. Yeah, see, J-Cat's team is Shine's team, and Shine's team could be J-Cat's team right now. Blind taste test right now. Like, I could see
you.
Back to Bomar. Two picks in a row. He said about 12 words this whole podcast so far.
All right, boys. So I'm going to have to go with my next pick, Kings of Leon.
Ooh. Love it.
That's on my list.
So good. And then,
this is the one I thought that would not get back to me, and he has not been picked yet. The Kanye West song. But it's with Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
Gold Digger.
I was going there. Oh, good pick. Song. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm boycotting Kanye West.
I didn't see Jake.
There's no Kane West songs on my list.
When really? Did Super Bowl and drive me. Off in a Hyundai?
Yeah. That's not who I was talking about, Bomar. But yeah, you agree. Really? I mean, yeah.
Dude, that's
She's a trifling.
I don't like the
Kings. Oh, she's a gold digger.
I get it. I appreciate it, but it's not what
you don't like that song, son?
Nah.
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Back to you, J-Cat. It's coming quick. Bomar just drafts double bang bang bang. Two envelopes at the podium. Same time.
I got to go with this one. This is an absolute banger by the White Stripes. When it comes on.
A seven nation army couldn't hold me back.
Someone's researching.
Someone's got some chicken fried. But yeah, going to go with White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
So I was learning how to play the acoustic, and that was my first song I learned. White Stripes.
Awesome. He diversified my bond, so.
I don't think I knew what that song was until about 5 years ago.
Really? There's a remix of it that's like hard. It's like heavy metal. It gets me hyped. Yeah.
I like the beat suite. You probably got Owen's vote. He gets hyped when that comes on. This is flying right now. Catman, you got two more picks left. Only one right now, but two more picks.
Oh man.
I'd like to see everybody's list right now because my list is all over the place. But
I feel like I need to diversify a little bit here, but at the same time, I'm like, no, just send it. All right. It was mentioned earlier. All right, I'll go the way you
Deliberation.
Move, Outcast, Speaker Box, Love Below. Big Boy.
What song?
The Way You Move.
Boom, I like boom, the way you move. Do you just think of that guy with the umbrella? Like action, nipping the moon, weaver action, the action. You know?
That was Farnsworth
Bentley.
Yep. Yeah.
Whoever that was. All right.
I have too much.
Keith. I know. It's hard.
Oh, is it me now?
Back to Keith, yeah.
I'm going to pick a song that when I heard this song come out, I swore to my friends that it would not be a hit. I thought it was the dumbest song, and it turned out to be a giant banger for people. And that's, we're going back to Outkast. We're going, Hey Ya.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Speakerbox, yeah. Love Below, back to back picks. Wow. First singles.
I love it.
Three Outkasts right now.
They're great songs.
Yeah. I just thought it was the dumbest song. I heard it. I was like, this is so stupid. And it blew up. And I had to just totally eat my words. So
I agree. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. You're like,
what's cooler than being cold?
Ice cold. Ice cold.
All right.
But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Got the club. You got the DJ on lock, Keith, right now. Like, he's spinning all these tracks. All right, Shine. Wild card.
That was me playing chicken fried because I can't decide if I want to just keep on with the one genre-ish or diversify into some country. But you know what? I'm going to go with Tell Me Where the Party At with Jagged Edge.
Wow. Where the party at?
Featuring?
No, it's not it, Catman. Wait. Well,
I was like, is it? I don't think it has.
Wait, are you doing a remix with Nelly? Wasn't with Nelly?
It was featuring Nelly, yes.
Or Rob, are you thinking of the other one? The remix? Because that's the one I thought you were going to pick.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I thought about that, but...
What's going on?
The world today.
Ain't nothing. I ain't front and shorty coming with me.
Not to step on your pick, Sean, but I thought you took Let's Get Married remix. That's what I was like, no. And I don't think we're going to have two Jagged Edge songs on the same draft, but...
Where'd the Bacardi at?
So he's okay. So he's on the way. He's taking what? Jagged Edge.
The bang, Jagged Edge. Bangers. I don't. I'm gonna blaspheme Jagged Edge out here.
You don't know who Genuine is.
This is still J-Cat's team. You are. You have a Shine mask on, but you are J-Cat. Healthy J-Cat drafting as Shine. They're both rocking headphones right now.
I sent that song to Eric like a week ago.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, where to party
let's
at?
Let's Get Married remix better. Yeah,
well, I was for sure. The other one.
Yeah.
All right, bro. I know you're not picking my fifth round song, so I'm picking this one now. I almost picked this number one overall, so I'm glad it fell to me in the fourth round.
I think I know what it is.
In the movie Big, young Tom Hanks and that boy had a little song, and Nelly turned it into "We're going down, down, baby, York Street in a Range Rover." I'm going Country Grammar. By Nelly. I loved that song when it came out.
Man, and I would have had that a little early, but I guess not.
Summer of 2000.
It's on my list.
I was close. So I was right on the edge.
Is that EI or is that Country Grammar?
EI does that, but Country Grammar.
Street Sweeper.
Give me D's with a hammer.
All right, pop quiz. What does the radio version say instead of saying Street Sweeper?
Yo Street in a
when you hear
boom boom baby,
boom, baby. Ready to let it go. Boom boom.
I'd like sing the first line.
It's so weird, like rant. Like they can't say Street Sweeper. Is that like I don't? I guess
it's a gun. Like,
but
that
but
Uzi
like,
boy.
People know that. Oh man, I don't like. I like the back to back because you can get really what you want. But I don't like that. This is the end of my draft right now.
I know it's so bad. We can go like 10 picks.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed that I got one left.
Do New Year's extra pick of the week? Six pick? Too many people. Too many people.
Voters will be too confused.
Yeah, but we get that on our team. Seven rounders, six rounders, it don't matter. It's hard to pick because they're all pretty much dance bangers. Pretty much. Seven Nation Army, not so much. Sugar, we're going down. So, like, do I want to sprinkle in a little more rock? This song is everywhere. It's on everything. It's a short song. This band just got back together and at least put out a new single. I don't know if it was a new album. Or do I pick my favorite songs?
Do you, boy?
I know. I like this song.
You ain't going to pick any Wu-Tang song?
Boy, I didn't have 2,000 hits.
Gravel Pit.
I could. Check out my Gravel Pit.
People don't know what that is, though.
Bobby Boulders.
You heard me right. The voters are whack. All right, I'm going to take this song. This guy is not well-liked anymore. He's had a lot of court cases, but this song, Jamie and Jam Jams, this song, or Jam Jam's house. This song was played a lot. I'm going to take an R. Kelly, the Ignition remix, hot and fresh out the kitchen. I'm a rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing, sipping on Coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. About to have me some fun.
You cannot pick R. Kelly.
I had to. The song is a banger. It doesn't matter who sang it. It's like not picking a Michael Jackson song. You're going to pick a Michael Jackson song. You know what I'm saying? And to close it out, Birdo, I thought you would pick this, which you might have in the fifth round. This is one of my favorite bands. They call themselves Frappers, as in fake rappers, but their albums are straight fire. And this is probably their best song. You get hyped. You get your swim trunks and your flippy floppies. And I'm going Lonely Island. I'm on a boat. I don't care. There's a lot of clubs and hits out there, but someone sees that on my list and they're like, the song is hot. Now, people like Lydia have no idea what that is, said she's never heard it before in her life. However, she's whack, and I'm taking Lonely Island. I'm on a boat.
Well, if you were at Mark Johnson's wedding, that was the song that ended the wedding. The unedited version with a lot of older people looking around like, what is happening right now?
That's the one song. If someone made me do karaoke, that would probably be my go-to song. And I don't care.
You picked The Lonely Island and Vanessa Carlton. Yep. And then in 2 weeks, you're going to be all salty and mad because you're last.
I'm riding Dolphins.
But your teams all have the same stuff. Same stuff. It's all club bangers. I have some diversification.
You won't pick Gravel Pit because no one knows what that is, but you'll pick I'm on a boat.
True. Because it's hot. That's fire, son. Jay Cat knows. Look at him. Stone face. He's salty. He couldn't get it.
Jay Cat's here in spirit.
Sorry. All right.
I'm rounding off this team. I got two hip hop, I got a pop song and a rock song. I'm going another rock song with a recent resurgence. Higher by Creed. Can you take me higher?
I mean, I saw some funny TikToks with the Pop-Tarts thing going down with to Creed, but
that song rules.
Scott Stapp. Didn't he have like beef with somebody like back in the day? Like, was it?
It was 311.
Wow.
Really? That's who it was?
He challenged 311 to a fight in a Baltimore hotel. The entire
band. Whole band?
He said, 311, I'm ready to fight you. Those were his words.
He was probably like,
I think I like him more now.
J-Cat, was that on your list? I thought that was a J-Cat song.
It's on nobody's list.
I had a couple Creed songs, actually. I listened to a lot of Creed because my nephew liked it.
I used to pick them up from school. I had a couple. I had their first two CDs like everyone else did.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with Creed.
It's like
human clay.
Everyone listened to Hootie and the Blowfish in the 90s. They just didn't admit it.
Yeah, exactly. Until now.
I did. I'll do now.
I loved Hootie. Crack Rear View, 30 million albums sold.
True.
Heck yeah, man.
I'm trying to see him this summer.
Hootie.
Wow. All right. Someone's got to write this fifth round ship. Is it going to be Shine? Because
you're wrong.
Nope. It won't be me. No, it might be me. I like this song. I like this artist. I think everyone knows her to be super talented. And then the lyrics to start this song could absolutely fit in with my feelings towards all the voters of this podcast. Because I keep on falling in and out of love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. Sometimes I feel good. And at times I feel used. Love you guys. Makes me so confused. I was like, oh my gosh, that's my letter to all the listeners and the voters out there. I'm taking Fallen by Alicia Keys with my fifth round pick.
So he did not write the ship on the fifth round.
Yes, I did.
That is correct.
No, that was on my list. That's
absolutely,
I think that's worthy.
Did.
I'm not saying it's
I believe just like watching her perform. Anyone that can play the piano. Definitely.
We want to talk about someone that can
sing. Like Vanessa Carlton. She could play pretty. Making my way downtown. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Shine. Good pick. Keith, is he going to slow it down? Is he going to rock it out? Or is he just going to keep spinning him tracks?
Man, this one has like I don't know. This one has special significance to me. When the time it came out, it was the time of a certain era for me, and it was two monsters in the game at the time. One, an actress turned pop singer, and two, the greatest love ballad rapper that you ever did have.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lopez and Ja Rule, I'm Real.
Wow.
The fifth round.
Not the remix?
That was their song, and then they had the other song called Ain't It Funny.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was on the J-Lo the remixes CD.
Yeah.
I'm real.
Keith, you weren't in it, but Bobby texted like a week ago. He was like, how many Ja Rule songs are on Shine's list?
Hey, he was huge. Ja Rule was absolutely huge.
Yeah. Keith is going for the least amount of characters for all his titles of songs.
All one word except or two word song titles.
It's unbelievable. I'm looking at it right now on my list. I'm like, wow, he could tweet that and then it'd all be there.
True.
140
characters. Wow. Good observation. His team name, a man of few words, a song of few titles.
I know I've talked a lot, but I got to tell you about that song. My sophomore year in college, our on-campus apartment, we had a like the handicap bathroom. We just saw it on the wire. We got placed there. So we had this gigantic bathroom, like huge. And this was before iPods and everything. So we had a clock radio in there. And I'm telling you, the local station at Clemson played that song every time I took a shower. So I heard that song every day for a year. And just, if I hear that song, I literally think of that bathroom. Instant memory to the bathroom.
All right, last three picks. Catman, J-Cat, Bomar.
All right, I guess I got to bring it back, huh? I got to bring Sexy back with this pick, 2006.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. I was in South America the summer of 2006 on the Coast Guard Cutter Mohawk on an out-of-hemisphere patrol. That meant we left the northern hemisphere. Had no idea about like anything that was going on in pop culture, whatever. Came back to Florida. Sexy Back was on the radio. Like every other song. Went to the bar. Every other song. I was like, who is this? Found out it was Justin Timberlake because it didn't really sound like him. Maybe he has a little bit of auto-tune in there. I don't know.
Sure.
But yeah. And then Future Sex Love Sounds came out later, I think a month or two later. Banger.
That's what I was talking about when I said hasn't been picked yet. I thought Justin Timberlake would have a lot more plays, but I didn't have that song on my list. I did have a song. I had another one, but we could talk about that in honorable mentions maybe. Yeah, it's a good hit.
Fifth rounder value.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
I never liked that song. It got on my nerves.
Yeah.
It's a little repetitive.
All right. J-Cap.
All right, so for my fifth round, as always, a for me pick. So I'm going to go deep down the well with this one. Although this was a pretty big hit, people got down with it. It's really cool. It's by a group who is it's a British virtual band called The Gorillaz. It features De La Soul in it. And that's Feel Good Inc. And I love everything about the song, man. It's just... City's breaking down on a camel's back. Yeah, I like everything about it. The video was great. Just the vibe of the song. I really, really enjoy this song. So it had to get drafted. So
on my list.
And then on my list too. Yeah, me too. And Clint Eastwood. I couldn't decide which one I would pick.
Yeah. I went with this one because of De La, just because I like their verse.
Right under Sexy Back was Feel Good Inc. Gorillaz.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bomar, of all people, rounding out the aughts music draft.
That's right, boys. Going to finish it up. I was going to pick Norris Barkley, Crazy, but I think I'm going to zig.
For the record, that was
the song.
The song I was talking about.
I knew that song.
Not put on the list. This
was a great song.
Hate that song.
Awful.
Where are his ears? Where are Bo's ears?
Bro,
they got gnarled off by Mr. Barkley.
You pick what you want, Bo.
I'm going to zig and I'm going to zag. Good. It just takes some time. Little girl, you're in the middle of the ride. Everything will just be fine. You guys know what song that is?
I mean, you butchered the lyrics a little bit, but yes, the middle.
I just read it off the thing. I just can't sing. It's middle. Yeah. Jimmy Eat World. Jimmy Eat World.
It just takes some time.
I saw them at Ocean's Calling. That's the one song everybody waited for. They wait till the end. All 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
Such a good song.
It's a good song.
Dang. These honorable mentions are
all right. Bomar, five.
I'm not gonna pick any of mine, anyways. I didn't even pick my favorite band. Dana Californication, and By the Way by Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's two.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We talked about this in the beginning. Kryptonite, Three Doors Down, In My Hands. Fuel.
Yeah.
Hemorrhage. It's called Hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage in My Hands.
Thank you for taking that.
And then I'm gonna pick Bon Jovi. It's my life.
Wow. Yeah.
It's on my list, Bill.
I almost picked that top list. Wow.
It's Now or Never. That could have been your team name, Bomar.
Come on, Keith.
Is your team name the real Bomar? Please stand up.
Hey, I like that, but then give my team away.
True. True. The real BM, please stand up. All right, J-Cat, five honorable mentions.
Clocks by Coldplay.
Oh, nice.
I Apologize by One Republic featuring Timbaland.
Wow. That song.
Sweetest song. Girl by Wyclef Jean featuring Akon, Lil Wayne, and Nia. It's a great song, man. Absolutely loved it. Then we're going to go with Whatever You Like by T.I., absolutely banger.
Yeah. J-Cat, over, bring them out.
It's hard to yell with the bell.
I know. I thought bring them out got played out pretty big. So I like that one. I like the original Rubber Band Man by the Spinners. And then I will go with somebody put this in the group chat, but Still Fly by the Big Timers, man. Gator boots with the pimp down Gucci suit. Like, ain't you just got can't no go wrong.
Job, but I stay fine. Got a quarter tank of gas in my new
E-class. Yeah, so those bands. Those are mine. So guys, I'm going to stick around for the last of the honorable mentions, and then I'm going to get to bed. So,
all right, boy.
All right,
better, man.
Catman.
Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Yes.
Shocked That Wasn't Picked. That's a monster one out there.
Yeah.
Featuring
Rick Rock. I'm sprung out to get me.
T-Pain, baby.
T-Pain. I'm sprung. Drop It Like It's Hot. Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
It's on my list. Pharrell. Set three.
Can you picture like Stoop like dropping down like real thin, kicking his feet?
Crip walk. Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
That's a banger.
Mary J. Blige.
It's definitely her best song, but
don't need no hater, racing father. It's a banger. I Just Want to Love You by Jay-Z.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah. Great. Bubbling and Dublins.
Can't deny me.
Why don't you want to?
All right, Keith, you can't deny you any longer. Five honorable mentions.
Man, so Drop It Like It's Hot was already picked. That was on my list. I gotta go with I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. It was everywhere. Like it or hate it, but it was everywhere. One of the I love that didn't get picked was Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
That's a good song.
Oh, yeah. That's a real good song. I like that song too.
Yeah, Ocean Avenue as a jam. T.I. and Rihanna, Live Your Life.
Yeah.
I'm chasing the paper.
I think this one is in the same vein, but I want to say I think it hit Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin'.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
No, that was too. Yeah.
Was that 99?
Spending Cheese. That would be two that it was on my list. That was.
Yeah, because it was in on the volume three. S. Dot Carter, right? Wasn't it on S. Dot Carter? Or was it?
Yeah. The single might have been released in like
Let's do this real quick.
Yeah, I'll look at it. Spend and cheese.
Big Pimpin.
No, that was released when we were in high school. Well, I was in high school at least. December 13th, 1999.
It says April 11th, 2000 as the third.
Big Pimpin was released, the single, but the album probably came out in
gotcha.
In 99. It's kind of like the Dre one.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, we'll take
banger
it.
Though.
So is that three or four? Which one is that? For me.
Three. So in case it was four, you can get an extra one.
Okay, gotcha. Shoot, because now I loved 21 Questions, 50 Cent and Snoop and Nate Dogg.
Hate that 50 Cent song.
Yeah. Girl. You'll hate it even more now because John Legend tried to do it. I don't know if you saw that. Everyone's roasting John Legend because he tried to do it with 50 Cent at a concert and it's awful.
Like he tried to go low?
He tried to go high and made it some weird. It's just bad. Okay, so my last song, you guys are going to laugh probably. But for a whole generation, this was their prom song, and that's Lifehouse.
Hanging by a moment.
No, the it's you and me and all
the other people.
No, I can't take my. It's one of those songs.
Hanging by a moment's a banger though.
Yeah,
it was literally like 3 years straight, like. And wow. For me, it was like all over like the show Smallville. And like, it was just, you know, like there was that, like that 2000 stamp of TV shows that just always used that.
Wow. Love and Memories. OAR.
Wow. Nice. Yes.
Completely forgot. Yeah. You just made me think of that with the Lifehouse poll.
Right.
Nice. All right. Shine.
I'm sad Jake Hat's off of here. Cause one of my honorable mentions was Jermaine Dupri. Welcome to Atlanta.
What a play, it's play.
That's a great one, Tweezy.
It's so good. I almost was going to select it. Everyone knows it. Chicken Fried, Zac Brown Band. Bo will be upset if I don't pick Bye Bye Bye, but I'll make that one of my songs here. But Pop by NSYNC was actually a way more fun song.
Dirty Pop.
Yep.
Bo Mar, then, how many times do we listen to It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC in the stock room in Nautica? That was our jam.
It's going on, baby.
Yeah, we used to.
And
Rob come times, in like Rob, like Michael Jackson or NSYNC.
How many times did we all say Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men?
That is a shine pick. That's for sure. Shine.
He saved it for the honorable mentions, at least.
It's crazy that all five of my honorable mention picks haven't been mentioned. Ain't Nobody Dope as Me. I'm so fresh and clean. I Love Through the Wire by Kanye West, his first single. Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy. Coldplay, Fix You. And I almost picked this song, but it would get no votes. Now watch me. Ooh, crack that Soldier Boy. Ooh, that dude by Superman.
No, I think it would have.
It probably would have.
You can't possibly like that song. What the...
Now watch me. That steel drum.
Is that in the 2000s?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like 06, 07.
Superman.
Really? Oh, yeah. I guess it would have been because I was definitely in Milford at that point.
Oh.
It makes me think of my.
I was about to say, nobody picks honorable mention of Coldplay because nobody picked him in the top five. And then.
And what?
J-Cat said Clocks.
J-Cat said Clocks. Yeah. He said a Coldplay song too.
Oh, okay. He did. Okay.
There's a couple good ones.
Not the stars. Is that Clocks?
All right, so I got.
Ooh, watch me. Watch.
All right, I was going to pick Blink-182, All the Small Things. That was the rock one I was talking about.
Just a big one.
Big song. Lil Wayne, A Millie. Again, Def Jam, Rap Star.
Say it, bro.
The verse is un...
Go. A Millie, Millie, A Millie, A Millie, Millie.
Fresher than Nigerian hair. I mean, I'm surprised.
Look at that bastard, Weezy.
When Jake has said British, and I thought this would be a sleeper on Rob's team. I know he bought this album, obviously, just for this song. He probably likes other songs on it, too. It can't be good. But The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Oh, yeah.
Good song.
I had their first two.
They had another album?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's MIA or Mia, but Paper Planes, I almost picked that song. Yeah. It makes me think of Pineapple Express, obviously, but that song ruled. Like, yeah, she had like a really good album, apparently, but that song, the sound,
I think a Slumdog Millionaire.
True, that too.
All the little kids like running on that train.
No one Pineapple Express had swagger like us.
Yeah. Well, I had that song on my list too. The actual one.
When they drive to Daewoo Lanos, they crash.
And I know there's so many good ones. I know he's not going to listen, but shout out, Rich. I'm going JoJo, Leave, Get Out. We used to listen to that song on all the time.
And Turn Me On by Kevin Little.
Hour Hours.
Turn me on.
That song. Too Little Too Late's not bad,
JoJo,
too.
JoJo, Leave, Get Out. Right now.
What? The end of you, you and me.
Banger.
It's too late for you to be gone.
I mean, we just went through
Wendy's computer chair
2000 songs, and we left so many uncovered. I mean, I still have, I have a whole team left, a whole draft board left. I did want to mention City High, What Would You Do? Me and Rob were talking about that. I guess.
Caramel.
Caramel.
We're getting ready to wrap things up. We got a couple more things to do before we wrap up this episode. We got to stop at the stoplight with Shine. Where Shine is going to talk about a driving faux pas or a recent bad driving experience that he has had. So Shine, take it away.
All right. Today's traffic report is to explain the magic of these new things in our area called traffic circles. And why they bring me so much pain is because I really do believe I have seen more people stop at a yield sign before a circle and then yield through four-way stop signs in this area that it like completely blows my mind. Because for one, if you're the thing around here is we hate traffic circles because they're going to somehow slow down traffic. And in my head, and I could be on my own here a little bit, but I'm thinking if the traffic sign is not going to make me stop every time I come to it, I prefer that over a stop sign. Because most of the circles in this area, if you're smart, you can look from about a quarter mile away and know if you're going to have to stop at the circle or
I don't like the yield sign,
yield through it like it's supposed to be. So that is my 5 cents today. Please stop stopping at circles and please stop yielding through four-way stops.
I like it. I probably will like them all. And we didn't learn this, but we know this, Shine, that people are not in a hurry to get anywhere and they love being in their cars and just driving. Which is not the purpose.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be another for another time.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, we're going to play a quick game. Doesn't belong. Keith, I'm going to give your points to J-Cat since he had to bow out early. Keith's points are going to go towards J-Cat's. You have to pick the one that doesn't belong. Number one, starting with bro. According to Spotify's Popular Five, under Kelly Clarkson, which is the only non-Christmas song of hers to be in the top five for her streams? So they always have like the top five most streamed songs. All of her songs are Christmas songs, except this one song in her top five. Was it A, Breakaway?
Breakaway.
B, Since You've Been Gone, which was drafted. C, Behind These Hazel Eyes, or D, Miss Independent, which song was not in her top five?
I mean, Since You've Been Gone is the biggest banger, but I'm going to go with...
Which song was in her top five, the only non-Christmas song?
I'm going to say Miss Independent.
All right. Shine?
Miss Independent.
Keith?
I'm going to go with Breakaway.
Catman?
Since You've Been Gone.
Gotta take it because you drafted it, right? Bomar?
Breakaway.
I mean, we can all agree that they're all bangers, right? You sing along to every one of them. The correct answer is, the guy knows it's Kelly Clarkson. It is Since You've Been Gone. Spelled with a U. Catman. One for one.
It seemed too easy. He got 2 points for that.
Her best single.
Get 2 points for that.
Yeah, we like it, but I didn't know if it was like mass.
That's going to withstand the Christmas barrage from the last couple months. Under the Tree, shout out. Banger.
True.
You another one of Ross picks. You could have mentioned any four of those. I'd be like, yep, that makes sense. Any of them.
I know. All right, it only get harder from here, fellas. Number two, starting with Shine. According to Billboard, which song was not in the top five in the year 2000? Not the decade, the year. Which was not in the top five? Santana and Rob Thomas, Smooth. NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. Faith Hill, Breathe. Or Joe, I Want to Know. Which song was not in the top five in 2000?
Faith Hill, Breathe.
That was definitely top Keith? Five.
Hmm.
None of them good enough to be drafted, apparently, but they're all one of them. Three of those were top five in 2000.
This is really tough.
Is it?
No, see, because I'm there's a, one of those songs I feel like was 99, but they're 100% 2000 songs.
Yeah.
Like you're not tricking us.
No. They're all from what I know. From what I looked
up. Oh, see, I totally thought I was guessing that one okay. was probably not in 2000.
Oh man,
but they're all in 2000. He's just asking which one's not in the top five.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to.
Even though I love this song, I'm gonna go with Joe. I Want to Know.
Shine, you go with your answer. Or you want to change?
I'll stick with it.
It does say Santana was released in 1999, but it must have been on the Billboard 2000 top songs.
Okay, you know
what I mean, like if I just Googled it real quick, so maybe
that's what had me tripped up.
Okay. Was that song songs. Had legs?
Yeah, for sure.
Was probably in the top five for like 12 years.
Yeah.
Catman.
I gotta go, Joe. I want to know.
Bo?
I know it's not Breathe because I looked it up before this podcast. And the only thing I'm going to go with it was Joe. So I'm going to have to stick with Joe.
How do you know it's not Breathe? You looked up the Billboard 100?
I looked up the best country song in the 2000s.
I looked up the best songs of each year, and I am confident that Breathe and Santana were high. I was like, how are they up there? I'm going with Bye Bye Bye. I don't think it was top five.
There's no way that wasn't top five.
The number one song that year, according to Billboard, was Breathe, Faith Hill.
Held you.
Number two, Santana, Rob Thomas, Smooth. Somehow, I swore that would have been number one. And the number four song was Joe, I Want to Know. Bye 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 was number 21.
Wow. Give me that double. Wow.
Really?
Give me that double point, boy.
Wow. Okay.
I knew it.
I
stop looking it up, Bobby.
I'm not looking up nothing, boy. See, I told you, I looked at every year and I recognized those two.
What about
songs.
Them TRL?
It's so weird because that album was like the first to go platinum
right.
in a week or whatever. Like, so I would assume that Bye 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 was, you know, and It's Gonna Be Me was definitely a number one hit for at least 2 weeks.
I hear the same thing. I thought the same thing. I couldn't believe it was that far down the list.
I mean, I believe it. I'm just saying, like, I'm just blown away.
Like, I saw Lose Yourself was like 65. So I was like, well, how could that possibly be so low on the chart? But
it depends on what source it is too. I mean, this was Billboard. So
I remember watching like some special, and I don't know why they were on the same special, but it was Joe serenading Britney Spears to I Want to Know. And so I should have remembered that and recalled that when we did this just now. Dang.
I think that I could take a journey to the place. I want to know
your
best.
Mind, right?
But like that may or may not have been a karaoke song I did one
big
night
pun featuring Joe
in York and mission
to
accomplished
your wife. To your future wife.
Not the time, no different.
Stutter remix of Mystical with Joe.
True. All right, number three. They call her Queen Bee. And while I haven't given a crap about her music in well over 10 years, early Beyonce was noise. Which of these hits was not on her debut album, Dangerously in Love? Which was not on that album? A, Naughty Girl. Stop being naughty. B, Crazy in Love featuring Jay-Z. C, Deja Vu featuring Jay-Z. Or D, Baby Boy featuring Sean Paul. Baby Boy, I get on my mind. Starting with Eve, which was not on her debut album. Naughty Girl, Crazy in Love, Deja Vu, Baby Boy.
Man, this is a great question. I'm going to go with Deja Vu because I feel like that sounds like that would be on like the next album.
All right. Catman?
I think I'm the only person in this pod that actually owned the album. Probably still does own it somewhere. So I'm going with Deja Vu.
Rob? You have mentioned so many albums you bought. Where are these CDs?
Mine are right there on the floor.
Yeah, they're in
right
the garage. There.
You have them?
They're in the garage. I haven't used them in years, but I bought Beyonce's debut album when it came out. Yes. Mm. And your brother probably burned it from me. So
are you guys remembering? Is he remembering right? Do you want to agree with Catman, or is he giving away an answer? You don't know. He could.
I'm agreeing with some strategy. Keith, because that was the same reason I was going to pick it.
Okay. Deja Vu, look, it would be on his second album. Okay. Bro.
I feel like Crazy in Love came later. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was the debut.
All right. And Shine.
That song is so good, too.
Oddly, I had the same thought as Keith. And then Rob, I just trust on this one, so I'm doing Deja Vu.
Give me back-to-back two-pointers, bro. Do it. Let's go.
Or you're the only one who didn't get it right.
Can I tell you why you're not right? Because Crazy in Love was the first
single
of Beyonce, the solo artist,
off
Dangerously in the Love album.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I thought it was like later. After
That was her Welcome to the World solo song.
They were all the say. Yeah, because her and Jay met on Bonnie and 03 Bonnie and Clyde on Blueprint 2. And then I think they came out with Crazy in Love. It was like, oh, they're together.
It's your boy.
Like, for sure.
It's your boy.
It's going. All right. See, when you're looking at it, it's hard to say, like, oh, do they know? And that Deja Vu was on her second album. Number four. I know we're drafting songs from the aughts, but which song did not come out in 1999? Now, remember, if you think you know, you don't want to give away that you know, because it's just going to give everybody the answer. So you can be like, eh. So which song did not come out in 99? A lot of big songs here. TLC, No Scrubs. Smash Mouth, All Star. LFO, Summer Girls. And Crazy Town, Butterfly. Those songs. Starting with Catman. Which song did not come out in 1999? No Scrubs, All Star, Summer Girls, Butterfly. You're my butterfly, sugar.
Crazy Town, Butterfly.
Did you have the album?
Yes.
I think you did.
May have downloaded the song from Napster, though.
Bomar, I hated that song.
I'm going to go with All Stars.
Plural.
Come on, baby. Come bro. On, baby. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
PLC. No Scribes.
What song was what year was No Pigeons? That's the question. Shine.
Let me tell you a story about No Scrubs. honest to God.
I'm all ears.
Bo's not, but we are.
Bo's already done.
Jamar riding in my passenger side of my car, going down Rehoboth Avenue, rolls the window down and just starts singing this at the top of his lungs. About No Scrubs, riding in the car. And I'm like, you are literally the person right now that they are singing about. And
the Beretta?
And, certified scrub.
And, the Beretta?
Yep. In the Beretta pre-deer.
That's what I was going to say, pre-deer.
Pre-deer.
So, Shine.
So the window still worked.
Was it played on the radio or did you own the CD in the visor?
Ooh, I don't know. I think it was on the radio.
Okay.
I think it was on the radio.
I wouldn't have recognized that in your CD.
And like, it's first funny. All, and I only bring it up because I'm trying to think.
Jason, be quiet. You never played the radio. You always played CDs.
Don't be quiet, Jason.
No. Be quiet. And that's why I was like wondering if that's right.
I don't remember Shine having that TLC CD. Though. CD. I don't it think was, so. Unless it was for Waterfalls. Unless it was for Waterfalls.
He was listening to OC 104, The Best of Dance and Romance. That's what he was listening to.
Bill Baker, Rump Baker?
My whole purpose for bringing this up was, I'm trying to think if that memory was like summer of 2000 or was it earlier? So I'm going to go.
I'm going to need an answer here.
TLC. No Scrubs.
Right. And Keith.
As much as I would think that it could be Light Funky Ones, I have to go with Crazy Town, Butterfly.
Come on, give me 2 points here.
The correct answer everybody is pick? Yeah. What? You want
to
change?
No, that? I went to Google a picture of Crazy Town and then it came up. So
Crazy Town, Butterfly, 2001. Everything else was 1999.
Really?
Oh, man, yeah. I thought All Star came out in 98.
I just remember being in college and hearing Butterfly. So that's where I was like, it can't be. all the other songs I remember in high school.
You can place, if you place your, that's the strategy.
Terrible at this game. Right.
This one might be the hardest one. So I saw a list. I think it was Rolling Stone. I didn't cite it, but I think it was Rolling Stone. But they had the top 100 albums for the whole decade, 2000 to 2009. So what we just drafted. Which album was not in the top five for best album? Kid A by Radiohead. Arcade Fire, Funeral. Wilco, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Or Jay-Z, The Blueprint. Which was not in the top five for album of the whole decade. So we're starting with Bomar.
Not in the top five.
Yeah.
For the year or
decade? For the decade.
I'm going to go Arcade Fire Funeral.
All right. Bro?
Arcade Fire.
Shine? Who doesn't love a good trivia question?
I didn't want to be second on this one.
You're third.
Oh, I'll go Wilco.
Keith?
This is hard. Am I the last one?
Nope.
No, Rob is.
Okay. Rolling Stone writers. Well, when we get done, I'll talk about it. I'm going to go with Arcade Fire.
Catman.
I feel like Radiohead would be there. Blueprint was unbelievable when it came out. It was pretty much beloved across the board. I'll go Wilco.
Wow.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot?
Yes. What is that? What is Wilco?
It's a coin flip, but because it's just some
album was Radiohead. So it was not Radiohead. The number three album of the decade was Wilco, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. The number four album was The Blueprint. And the number six album of the year was Arcade Fire Funeral.
It was a coin flip between Arcade Fire and Wilco for me. So
I remember back in the day, Arcade Fire was like always like a big band. I was like, they have like a huge band, right? Like a bunch of members or something. And
like
I remember 20, their albums 27,
like
blowing up.
Like 27 members in the band or something like that.
Oh, I didn't know it was that many. I just remember they were being big. So I wouldn't have picked that one. I would have thought that would have been top five just based on remembering that. But
what I remember,
so that was correct. So,
yeah, what I remembered was Rolling Stone had such a for Radiohead. They were always like the critics loved them and they also loved Wilco. Wilco was like Jeff Tweedy, I think it is, or it's like an alt country band.
Yeah.
And they were just like, and Radiohead, Rolling Stone just loved them too. So that's how, but Jay-Z was so undeniable with The Blueprint. That's why I went that route.
Well, doesn't belong game. Guys did pretty well. Birdo 3, Shine 1, Keith 3, Catman 4, Bomar 2. Not bad. Say if you get 2 or 3 every time, you're in the running. Couple doublers, Catman with a doubler, Birdo with a doubler. So as we're wrapping up the music draft, always one of our favorites, usually our longer ones. Don't worry, the Spotify playlist is coming soon. Catman, if you want to make it on Apple Music, we can share that too. At least they got that. But closing thoughts on the episode. Always start with Catman.
I think Bobby hinted at it at the beginning of the pod. For us, most of us are close to 40, if not over. 2000, 2009, we're in high school, leaving high school, going into college, turning 21, out in the bar scene. This music, going over this stuff, kind of like really brought me back to that time period. It's a cool time, really fun time too. But yeah, great music. Hip hop's not the same. I know I'm an old timer now, but it sounds terrible now. Hopefully people had some fun with this draft.
Not wrong. Shine.
Well, going off of what Rob just said, it never seems to fail that when you're out, these are the songs that you still hear every day, everywhere. And it just seems like what Rob just said, it's just not the stuff that's coming out now is not nearly as good as what we got to draft tonight. So, yeah. Pretty much that's it. I'm glad another music draft is in the books because not my forte.
Don't have to worry about it for another 10 episodes or so.
Yes.
Bomar, closing thoughts?
Yep. It was fun. Brought back a lot of memories. even like, you know, you guys know how I am with music. You know, I had to play every single one, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a good one. That's a good one. So yeah, it brings back a lot of memories. Like, same sentiment. All music is not as good as it is today. I mean, or as then as it was. But yep, I'm ready to hopefully get the podium again, and we'll see. We'll see where the fans take us.
I think it's hard because we listen to full albums, and there's like tracks on albums that are just like better than probably all these songs, but you can't pick them because nobody knows them. So you have to pick the big hits with some little, you know, of your favorite sprinkled in there, I guess. But Keith, closing thoughts on the episode? The fans clamored for your return, specifically one fan.
Was it me? Was it the fan of myself?
Keith W. Yeah, it was Keith W. I don't know if it was you or not, but it could have been another one.
Diltz also says he likes me on the podcast, but that also, I know he doesn't listen, so it's kind of, you know. this was a blast. Bo hit the nail on the head. Like, just, this was a fun, like, this was fun. This brought back a ton of memories. Just want to quickly shout out.
January 23rd.
At Tiki Jack's, which is a Tuesday night, 6 p.m., Star Wars trivia. Family-friendly game. Bring your family, or don't. Bring yourselves. Bring your Star Wars knowledge. They have some of the most underrated cheesesteaks you guys have ever tasted. A pound of cooked meat in every cheesesteak.
Throwback to our Star Wars episode where we drafted the best moments from Star Wars.
I was going to say, we should try to make this trivia like as a Life's a Draft. Life's a Draft group.
Bring them bring them in. And
bring them out. Bring them out.
FaceTime Robin. I have seen those things on Facebook. I like the specials that they're starting to come out with a little bit.
It's that night, it's $10 cheesesteaks. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
And Berto, closing thoughts?
I said at the beginning, I think this time frame for us was probably the most influential music for us just because of our age. So I think we have to push the vote to our age group and have people weighing in on this. You know, some old heads aren't going to care or even know some of these songs. But then it makes me think about when we did a 70s draft, that was what they were picking on while we were voting now. So I think that's pretty cool. Glad to have Keith back. Sorry to see J-Cat under the weather. I think our teams are awesome. Can't wait to hear the playlist. And I will leave you with Isaiah 43:1.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
Bo, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, couldn't tell you since you have no ears.